sides are playing hide and seek. They're hiding, we're seeking.
It's been absolutely crazy down here, Vinesh.
So many sides coming through. We've had so much shad.
I'd say the highlights of this week has definitely been the dogger fishing at night time.
Garrick has been the talk of the town.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Yes, what a great time to be an angler in KZN, guys. This week has been absolutely phenomenal. Now, I know what you are thinking. Is this guy crazy? Because it's supposed to have been the sardine run and there aren't any sardines. What is going on? Well, guys, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on later on in the show with regards to the sardines. But what I can tell you for now, we are talking about the amount of garrick that has come out. There has been shad and some huge size shad. There's grunted. There's snook, there's keelback, there is trout. There is enough fish in KZN to get any angler excited, irrespective of the sardines not making their appearance this week. So we're going to get into all of it in great detail because, guys, the show is jam-packed with some amazing content from all our correspondents. And they are going to be telling you what the whole buzz was about in KZN this week. Why are anglers still so excited? Why was Father's Day probably the biggest share day that we have seen in the last couple years? And we are going to be telling you exactly what's going to happen this weekend. But before we do, guys, special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, none of this could be possible without the Kingfisher, so huge shout out to them. Now let's get into this week's show. Guys, starting off on the North Coast, where it has been one of the quieter areas. However, there has been garrick. Garrick has been the talk of the town throughout almost all the hotspots on the North Coast. Savika also went on to report to us that there has been snook out of Blythedale. But apart from that, the North Coast has been a little bit quiet this week, and that's because all the action is down the South Coast. However, if you're an offshore angler and you're fishing up the North Coast, well, there has been some good amberjack and yellowtails off the deeper points. And if you are coming in closer to those reefs, well, then you can expect some good cooter. They're still very much on the bite, guys, and that's between 8 to 20 plus kilos, so great time to still be fishing for that cooter, as well as, of course, the snook. So all in all, the North Coast has been producing the fish if you were willing to put in the time and effort, but as we know, the North Coast produces better as the winter goes on, and there's no better place on the North Coast than when you are fishing in summer. So North Coast has been here and there, and that is where we are going to leave it for now until we get some better reports. Now moving on down to Durban, where we are with Mike V and Brad Krobler, and they are talking about some prolific fishing that's been going on over this past week, despite the lack of sardines.
How's it, guys? Yes, it's been all about the edibles with the sods, the little bits and pieces that we've had. Sods are playing hide and seek. They're hiding, we're seeking. Yeah, there've been a lot of garrick, a lot of kingies, bucket loads of shad up and down the coast. Wherever you found a shoal, or if you've seen a shoal, generally that's what's been around it. Sharks have been in and out some of the spots, but mainly edibles when you can get. The Durban beachfront had one or two rocket stumpies on it, a couple grey sharks, a couple milkies, but yeah, I'm talking 5 kilo size, maybe bigger stumpies. On the paddle ski side, the guys are getting some lovely snook and cooter still, especially if they can find the bigger bait balls, they're getting some lovely, lovely fish. There are quite a few snook up the Glen Ashley area, so yeah, it's well worth having a look that side. On the bottom, there's some rock coats, some slingers. Oaks are still getting a couple back at night, some cob, yeah. So the oaks and the ski boats are all doing very well for themselves as well. In the bay, one or two rocket grunter being caught. Absolute rockets. I saw a picture of one, I think might have been 6, touching 7 kilos around there somewhere. A big, big fish. Quite a few smaller ones eating. Some snapper salmon, some half cob, things I get around. Kingies and spring have gone a bit quiet, but there's always other things to catch. Guys, hope you have a great week.
Good day, guys. Brad, yeah, Linsky Fishing Charters. Yeah, fishing over the last week. Oh, well, guys, what has happened is that the sardine has come, the water temperature has dropped, I say the highlight of this week has definitely been the dogger fishing at night time. Now, guys, the doggers are coming out quite prolifically, virtually all over the place. Guys, if you want to get out at night, yeah, definitely there's plenty dogger. The odd killbeck every now and again, but predominantly doggers. On the general bottom fishing side, there's some really, really good Englishmen coming out, especially on the south side, and some good soldiers and rock hard. Yeah, so guys, yeah, tight lines, keep it up, and speak to you next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a great report coming out of Durban. Durban is definitely looking good, but what's going to be looking even better is the South Coast. But before we get into the South Coast, guys, here's what's happening up in the Midlands area. And I'm really looking forward to this because that's where I'm going to be this weekend. So what does Jan have to say? What is Jan's report? Well, he's going to be telling you all about the trout, the bass, the carp, and what, where, and how to get them.
Hey there, guys. So after 2 weekends of frosty mornings and proper winter chilly days, seems like the weather's taken a slight turn for the better over the last week or so. Of course, it's location depending, but there definitely seems to be less frost and warmer daytime temperatures overall. And the forecast for the weekend looks to be offering much more of the same. This last weekend saw the Boston Fly Fishing Festival take place, centered around the Boston Farmers Hall and taking part on the waters around Boston and into the Dargle Valley. A true community event, the festival brings together local residents who provide festival dinners and lunch packs, and of course the landowners who make their trout waters accessible. Once again, the fishing wasn't quite the easiest, with the trout seemingly having now gone into spawn mode and aggregating in specific areas. Male fish were in full color dress, dark bronze bodies with flushed red cheeks in contrast to the usual silver rainbow coloration, and the female fish already heavily egg-laden. With their minds on nuptials, the fish were not in a feeding frenzy, and combined with the crystal clear waters, it necessitated the use of smaller size flies, with the usual woolly buggers and larger patterns just not producing. Top flies of the event were nymphs and bloodworms, fished in combination with a bright colored attractor, such as an egg pattern or a blob, usually in hot orange. The Boston Festival is a great get together for anglers from near and far, and I'm already looking forward to next year's event. There are two more events in the Midlands fly fishing calendar coming up shortly. Leg 3 of the Tops Corporate Challenge taking place at the end of the month, 27 to 30 June, and then the finals, which takes place 1 to 4 August. The returns from the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers was just as much a mixed bag of results as the Boston Festival. Some returns indicating tough fishing, and while of course there were a few anglers that found the fish. The returns show fish primarily in the 13 to 15 inch, that is 33 to 38 centimeter, and 15 to 17 inch, 38 to 43 centimeter range, with some larger specimens in the 17 to 19 inch, 43 to 48 centimeters, and 19 to 21 inch, or 53 to 58 centimeters. Again, some cracking fish in amongst them. Well done to those anglers who figured the fish out. No hard and fast news from the bass fishing front, and to be seen from trolling, yes, pun intended, the socials, but quote unquote, word from the water is that there are some big, and by that I mean 3 to 4 kilogram plus, fish coming out of Midmar. And while there's still a bite to be had at Albert's, the fish are more in the 1 to 2 kilogram range. But guys, hey, some picks would be greatly appreciated. So come now, show and tell. The Midmar fish are apparently still taking flukes and senkos, while the Albert fish are being a little bit picky and finesse is required. With the firm arrival of winter conditions, you'll find the fish moving to their winter stations. So one needs to start looking for them. There was also a report of an 11 kilogram barbel taken in Albert Falls. Carp are also being caught in both Midmar and Albert's. Conversely to the bass, the bank anglers are reporting that the fish are few and far between, but of good size at Midmar, while the Albert's carp are on the surface and being targeted by boat anglers in the middle of the dam with small, tiny midge patterns. Guys, tight lines all, and do pop into the Kingfisher Peter Madsberg for the best in tackle and advice.
Great stuff, Jan. Thank you so much for that. That's exactly what I wanted to hear as I am fishing crystal waters, to hear that the trout are in spawn mode. Woo-wee, I am excited. So that's our freshwater news. Now let's move on down to the south coast of KZN, starting off at Warner Beach, where it's all about the Garrick, guys. Once again, that Garrick run is continuing, and Gary is going to be telling us more about it.
Afternoon, chaps. It's Gary at Adelova on top here. There have been quite a few Garrick around. The chaps have been getting them on live bait, a whole sardine, and a few on spinning. Today, the chaps got a silver bream around the rocks. And they were sliding those, but the Garrick were taking them. Most of them, they've taken the silver bream, and the chaps were missing. Otherwise, sod, they're talking about a pretty reliable source from sort of Port Edward to Mzamba. There's quite a bit of activity there. So there's a little southerly that's coming through at the moment. Hopefully nudge him our way, that we can get a few more from the deep freeze and a bit more jig and drop. That's the story, basically. There have been days where shad have been at the rocks and the normal shad spots. Chaps, let's see what happens in the week ahead. Tight lines until next week then.
Thank you, Gary. Garrick and shad, that's all I need to hear. That's right around the corner from me, so that is absolutely fantastic. Now, for the highlight of the week, the lower south coast, that's where all the action has been happening. It's been happening all week long, and it's had Adam smiling ear to ear. So, guys, here is the report of the lower south coast with all the action that's been circulating in our social media groups over the past week.
Good day, Vanessa and fellow listeners. I trust that all is well as always, guys. So, wow, we've had an absolutely epic, awesome, mind-blowing fishing week this week gone past down on the lower coast. It's been absolutely crazy down here, Vanessa.
You know, we've just had so many sards coming through. We've had so much shad. We've had shad on the run, a proper shad run again. All your local spots. I'm talking Port Edward, Margate Pier, Uvongla Pier, for a change, the old lady's firing again. We've had Orange Rocks, we've had The Block, we've had Sea Park, we've had everywhere, just Glenmore Beach, everywhere. Just, I can't even name any spots anymore because they are everywhere. And it's been absolutely crazy. Super busy down in the South Coast. It's the school holidays. You know, there's sards coming past, there's fish coming out. Kids on holiday, families on holiday, and everything's been absolutely epic and awesome. And it's so good to see because the South Coast needed it, especially after all these floods that we've had. And, you know, just all the destruction and stuff, it's been absolutely crazy. And there's such a good vibe and such a good buzz around town at the moment. And it's all because of fish and holidays and stuff, you know. And that's what you do when you go on holiday. You go fishing. And that's what KZN is known for, Vanessa. It's fishing, one of the things. So really good to see everyone having a good vibe, a good time out there. You know what, guys? It's been absolutely epic down here. We've still got so much sards coming up. The shad are still on the bite. And the garrick have been absolutely bonkers, Vanessa. All our deep water spots, again, have been firing. We've having Rainier getting some snook and garrick being shot recently with his spearfishing. We've had guys catching garrick off Margate Pier, huge monsters. We've had huge monsters of garrick popping up off Orange Rocks. It's just been absolutely insane. They've been everywhere and really good sizes. So definitely good to see. A lot of these garrick also being put back and released. So again, well done to the guys doing that. You know, conservation is definitely key because we do that to fish for tomorrow, you know. I can't say enough. Even the guys on the boats, Yaku and his father and his mates, you know, getting some good kuta, ambers, yellowtail. The fish have been absolutely epic. It's so good to see fishing really doing well at the moment. A few things just to touch on though, Vanessa. You know, obviously fishing limits, bag limits, sizes and things definitely do play a part. So guys, please remember your limits and your sizes. We've had some really good nice size cob popping up here and there. And I'm talking big size cob. Generally, guys, that's the one we want to put back. You know, keep the slightly smaller ones because, again, breeding stock and things. And keeps your bag limit on shad as well. So, yeah, Vinesh, I can't say more than what needs to be said. I mean, even yellowtail, Vinesh, yellowtail popping up in Margate, Orange Rocks, Uvonga area, yellowtail popping up down in Port Edward. Yeah, it's just, wow. And the sharks as well, the absolute sharks have just been insane and unreal. Got Jerome with the GT recently, got Wayne with the beautiful snook as well. So, yeah, it's just, I can't say enough with the fishing at this stage. It's just been epic. Now, looking forward to this weekend, though, we've got not too great weather looking at the apps, unfortunately. We've got a bit of an east wind blowing on Friday. It looks like it's going to be around the sort of high 20s to 30 k's per hour. A bit of a big swell sitting around 2 meters. Saturday it does change though slightly into a south southwest. Also the sea still being fairly big and the wind still gusting quite strong. There's a small gap, however, on Sunday where the wind drops down to around 10 k's early Sunday morning, excuse me, and it's a bit of a northwest. But it does pick up in the afternoon again. But I don't think that is not going to do too much damage in terms of the fishing just yet. It might change, and we are hoping that it will. But yeah, it's just been absolutely insane, Vinesh. What a absolutely crazy last few weeks we've had. It's been really busy on the coast, and I'm so happy. And guys, the fishing's been good. And one thing I must say, though, that guys have not been targeting is rockfish. We've had a lot of rockhard. We've had a lot of bream popping up because the guys are obviously targeting shad and the game fish, and they're forgetting about the rock species. So well done to the chaps that have got. Now, in terms of freshwater, we've had some really good topwater winter bass popping up. Really good friend of mine also getting himself a huge size bass recently in the local dams. Brian, well done there, bud. So yeah, definitely been firing. But otherwise, guys, please remember your bag limits, your sizes, and please keep your licenses on you, as DAF is on the lower coast, guys. So just a heads up. Otherwise, everyone has an awesome week coming up. I hope everyone's gonna get some really good fish. I'm sure you all will. And yeah, stay safe and tight lines, Vinesh. Cheers, guys.
Thank you, Adam. Absolutely legendary report, my friend. That is exactly what we've been hearing all week. The South Coast, all those hotspots, shad, garrick, sharks, you name it, South Coast has had it. South Coast is the area to be. There are still huge shoals of sardines coming through. So let me just touch on the sardine run and, you know, what's been going on over this past week. So why did we not have sardines over this past week? Well, guys, purely because the water was way too warm. Now, what happens when that water is warm? The sardines go deep and the sharks go away with it. So when the sharks go chasing those sardines and going out deeper, all that edible fish, that shad, that garrick, that carantine, blacktails, all those species come out again, and they're feeding off those scraps of sardines, and that's what the anglers have been getting rewarded with, all the edible species. So as we know, last week, sardines are closer to the shore, sharks are closer to the shore, not much edibles, and, you know, great time for a club angler or an SA angler or anyone that wants to catch a shark, right? But when those sardines go away, the edibles come out to play. So, guys, it is absolutely great in KZN right now. No matter what you are targeting, no matter what you are fishing for, you will get fish. You will get those rods bending. So, yeah, you know what? We didn't have sardines this week, but the fishing was still absolutely amazing. We've got a cold front coming through this weekend, so the sard should come closer because the water is going to get cooler, and we are going to be having some good action again. Now, I'm going to be trying my hand on some fly fishing this weekend. However, I will still have my ears on the ground. I'll still have our correspondents, our reporters, letting you know what's going on with the sardine run, and as soon as I know, you will know. So stay tuned to our channel. Stay tuned to East Coast Radio. I will be sending my reports live to the Newswatch team. They will be telling you exactly where the sardines are coming out from. And as always, if you want to see the visuals of all that we have been talking about in the show, well, guys, check it out on our YouTube channel. That will be out on, well, Thursday afternoon. So guys, until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.